Right. Well, of course, all around the country, wasn't it great just seeing everybody who was marching and walking, marching, walking, pushing prams, holding hands. And it really was a lovely day. I didn't actually think, I thought I would go down because I have some mobility problems. My knees are just not what they used to be. And I thought I would go there, you know, see everybody off and then wait until they came back. It was going to be about an hour's little journey walking around. There was a set course in Rotorua, and then I thought, oh, go on, have a go. And so off I went, and then halfway through I could tell I was really feeling it, and then I saw an old queer further up from me, and she was really struggling as well. But I thought, well, if she can hack it, then I'm going to do my bit as well. And so I went right around. I did feel it afterwards, there's no doubt about that. But then someone had invited me with a number of other women to come up and watch the opening of the swearing in, sorry, because the opening of the parliament again is tomorrow. This is the Governor General, of course. But the swearing in of all of the members of parliament. So we went up and we had a little bit of a brunch, and that was lovely too. And so, of course, we were waiting for our party Māori members to be sworn in, and we weren't disappointed, that's for sure. And so I'm delighted to talk to a very proud father of one of, well, actually, who absolutely turned everything upside down, not only for Te Pāti Māori and taking the seat of Hauraki Waikato, but in particular of being the youngest member of parliament in the last 100 years in Aotearoa. So I'm delighted this evening to talk to and welcome to Radio Wātea Pōtaka Maipi and the very proud father, I'm absolutely sure, of Hana, Rāwhiti Clark. Oh, sorry, Clark. It is Clark. Yes, that's right. Clark. Kia ora, Pōtaka. Nice to have you with us this evening.
Kia ora. Nice to be here.
Well, were you in Wellington today?
No, I wasn't. I was at Rangiriri today, part of the Toitū Te Tiriti.
Uh-huh. Yes.
We were part of organising the day, so we carried on with their kaupapa.
Yes.
That's what we were asked to do, and so we stuck here in Rangiriri today, and like you mentioned earlier at the beginning of the show, we walked and pushed prams and waved flags and lifted signs, and some people got in cars and did different, everyone contributed to the kaupapa today. So, it was a good day all round.
Yes, it was a good day. And, you know, there's no doubt about it. There was look, I tell you something. There was nobody was angry in our group. You know, everybody's concerned. And that's why we're marching. That's why we got out today. Except we're concerned. We're concerned where New Zealand might be heading. We're concerned with the rhetoric that we've heard, not only on the campaign trail by those three who are making up the national government now, coalition government, but also since then and the actions that they want to take. And so, you know, we're concerned about that. But there's no doubt about it. You know, particularly our young people are not going to be asking permission. They know that this country is theirs. This is the land of their tupuna, and they will not be put back into a box and told, you know, we know what's best for you and we'll tell you when we want to see and hear you. Those days are absolutely long gone.
Yeah, that's right. And a big part of the organising committee here in the Waikato anyway was led by the younger generation, you know, much younger than me and much younger than our leaders. So that was an awesome strategic move on that part for this today's march. So we had many young ones, all my children were there, and, you know, they were interested. They were asking questions, and they got involved. So I think that was another positive of today, was the next generation leading some of these actions out.
Actually, you are right, because that's something that I did notice in Rotorua as well. You know, I mean, over the years, and of course I've been a councillor there for 11 years up until last October, and on the health board as well, so, you know, you're pretty well connected into the community. But I did notice the young ones did the prayer, the karakia before we moved off. They did the karakia when we got back. They were the ones that were right up at the front as well. And so it's very much Yeah, it's very well. I was going to say, Paul Tucker, it's probably very much, and we've seen it with your daughter, Hannah, going into Parliament as well. It's very much a changing of the guard now, I think. You know, the old ones are being respected and valued for the mahi that they've done, which has been substantial and obviously in an environment that was very, very hostile to them. Mm. But now the younger ones who have been strengthened through the Kohangareo movement, through Kura. They are just quietly slipping into those roles and moving pretty swiftly up to the front areas and taking their rightful place. It's really quite it's quite exciting.
Yes, and I think what's good about it too, some of the younger generation's grandparents are encouraging that.
Mm.
So you know they're getting guided from that. Well, my dad's still around now. He's in his 80s and he's loving the fact that his granddaughter is kind of taking over a role that he once had. He goes, no, I'm just going to sit in the background. It's your guys' time to lead. And I think they're really happy and encouraging of that move. So you've got a lot of grandparents seeing their grandchildren get involved, and I think they're really encouraged by it in all generations.
Yes.
And there is a changing of the guard, but I think it's a respectful changing of the guard, which is always good. It's not get out of the way. It's helped me move along this journey. You know, you can guide me, and then I can take my generation with me. That seems to be what's happening, which is always good. And you know, one of the reasons why you know, it was a tough decision for us to agree for Hannah to stand in the Māori Party. You know, back then she was only 20 years old, but we knew that you know, the amount of rangatahi that didn't participate in voting in the national elections was quite high. So, you know, by her going in there, that generation could see, oh, well, if she can do it, then I can participate. Mm. So, and so it's that was the biggest, one of the biggest reasons why we said yes, because that generation needed to be woken up.
Yes.
And I think they're starting to. They're not all there yet, but there's certainly an awareness within that generation to say that, oh, well, look over here, this is something that we can participate in.
Yeah, no, and you're quite right. And, you know, everybody's at various stages of awareness and development, and they'll come on board as and when they think that the time's right for them. I thought today, Paul Tucker, we were, you know, my friends and I, we were just waiting for Party Māori, members of Parliament, you know, because we knew that something, they would say something, and of course they did. And of course, Hannah stood out, being very young, very beautiful, you know, and then doing her wero in te reo, and then of course the oath in te reo, and same with Tākuta, and all of them. All of them, you know, and just, I mean, to be honest, Paul Tucker, starting to feel quite sorry for this government, because, you know, when those young people, well, when Party Māori members of Parliament there are sitting there listening and just say point of order or get up to speak and everything, I mean, you know, I'm not going to say you have to be bilingual, but I can tell you, if you don't know what the issues are, people are going to sound rather foolish. But my friend friends and I, we were clapping and just, you know, actually we did have some bubbles, let me be honest. But no, it was lovely. So I don't know if you've seen a video of it.
I watched it live. So we did the Action Day at Rangiriri today, and then everyone went home to watch it. There was always the plan to be there to watch. So no, we waited for the Māori Party to come on, and and we knew there was going to be something, and then Tākuta started, of course, and then was like, oh, they've started all right, you know, they're here, the Māori Party's here, there's no way that you could not see them coming. And I think, you know, I mean, it's going to get a lot of criticism from those that want to criticise, but, you know, it dominated, you know, the Māori Party dominated today. They're the smallest party in there, there's six of them, but everyone in the country is talking about them, good or bad. they're talking about them, and I think the people that do support them were proud of them. They supported them. It's a new way, certainly pushed the boundaries, definitely pushed the boundaries, and I think that's what's good about them. They've made a presence, and they're making it known, and following on from the morning, this morning's protest, I think the government that are in here are going, oh, we've got a challenge. We're not going to get away with what we think we can.
No, no, that's very true. I was listening to David Seymour was being interviewed today, and I just thought, oh, my God, he knows Jack, honestly, you know. And I don't know why he just doesn't zip it, because just zip it and say, well, I might have to review some of what I've been saying, you know, but, oh, gosh. But however, look, it is what it is, but there's no doubt about it, Pōtaka, you're quite right. Party Māori is in the house, and we will definitely be seen and heard.
No, definitely, you know, and that happened today. You know, the first day in there, they dominated the house. Those with, you know, members 30, 40, 50, what, you know, over 30 members in the house were almost silenced and dumbfounded by, you know, six Māori Party members, the smallest party in there. Yeah. So, you know, they're making a noise, and, you know, the hope is that they make it to change.
Well, I did notice that not one National Party member of Parliament said the oath of allegiance in Te Reo. Not one of them. Not Pōtaka. Tama Pōtaka. Not Shane Reti. And not one National. And I thought maybe our one from Rotorua might have, you know, but Todd McClay. But no. They must have said, "Oh, we won't do it. We won't do that." Because, but it was just so obvious that when Tama didn't, and then Shane Reti didn't, I thought, "Oh well, there you go. We know where they're coming from now." But actually, they're not important to where we're going in terms of Māori aspirations. That's my view, anyway.
I'm surprised I didn't see Tama or Shane do the swearing in, because I must have missed those two. But, yeah, no, that's disappointing.
Well, Shane didn't. Shane didn't, and neither did Winston. Also, they didn't do their in Māori. So, you know, what do they call Shane? Oh, no, it's not Shane. It's Reti. Oh, yeah.
Shane Reti.
Shane, what do they call him now? Shane Sikareti now.
they're calling him Hikareti.
Hikareti, that's right. Look, thank you so much. Lovely to talk with you. I just thought I'd just say to you, you know, we were so proud. We were just so proud to see your daughter there today. And we gave a lovely clap in our lounge. And thank you, Tam. So, thank you. Lovely to talk with you.
Thank you.
Lovely to talk to Pōtaka Maipi, and of course he is the very proud father of Hannah. Hannah Rafferty Clark. And look, she looked beautiful. I'll tell you something. Oh yes, of course you're gonna say, well, I'm biased. Of course I'm biased. But our members of Parliament, they stand out. They're absolutely, our men are handsome. Well, we've only got the two of them there, but our men are handsome and our women have just got that X factor. You know, they're just the way they look, I was going to say they strut their stuff, but they are, and it's just so lovely, just lovely to see them. Right, well, it's been lovely to be with you this evening, and I'm going to be back again, of course, tomorrow, so we'll have some more interesting guests to speak. To cover off some of the issues of the day with me. And again, what a great day. And this call to action today that the Māori Party put out and all around the Motu people responded to, that I understand will be the first of many. Within 2 days, they pulled that together, made sure that the police, you know, were alerted to it, and all around in various cities and districts and towns, the police liaison was there to support us. Māori wardens were there to ensure that we were keeping everybody safe, and I can tell you our whānau turned out in thousands. So it will be the first of many. So we live in interesting times. How about that? Right. So I'm going to be back with you next night. So mere pikero kaubatai, signing off for now. Mā te wā, kia ora.